Where start? I'm start. I am starting. I am check. Mic check. Mic. Oh, so low. I have to be this close. Okay. Obvious issues. But this mic. I have to like hold it up. Up here. Otherwise, you hear me like, I don't want to talk too loud. There are people still sleeping. So, got this candle thing. Candle cup. Now the mic is sitting on candle. Perfect. Yay. All right. So, welcome to Studio Two Rocks. I'm just changing the volume. What were we listening to in the background? PJ Harvey. Why is it so low? Podbean. Where am I going to say? I'm still setting up because I have OBS open so I can see the what I'm doing. And I actually started recording way before this. I spoke about things. Spoke a thing about a thing. What we call the Lower East Side attitude. What? You guys have attitude? Yeah, in the old days. Oh yeah. I say it's like it's that thing. Like, when you strum a guitar on the chord, you just like for the moment you like. That's the Lower East Side. And you can't get it from hanging out with guys in Lower East Side, New York. Nowhere else. Try to go to New Jersey? No. New Jersey, you get the guys. Yo, how you doing? You live in New Jersey, but you like to go to New York. That's the comment I get. So, who are you? What? Like, why do you say stuff like that? This makes no sense. That's in New Jersey. But that's also where I learned with the accent. I got to turn the mic down a little bit. It's a little hot. Yeah, so Lower East Side. Harley Flanagan here. We found out who Harley Flanagan is. This is one of my friends. The original. New York hardcore. Chromex. Not different. A bunch of them. But he's mostly Chromex. And, you know, for years, I was just like, yeah, acquaintance. Then it's sort of like, I'm still kind of acquaintance a little bit, you know, but I kind of know. It's sort of still kind of acquaintance. But I would say his friend, because we have so many mutual friends in between. He does a lot of stuff. That's MMM. Fighting. So, yeah, there's some legal issue with the Chromex. And just like, oh, it was like crazy lawsuits. it's just a name, but it's his brand. Maybe. Harley. I haven't been back to New York, but my guy's shirt. Album. Some of these albums. And final. I like to get bored, too. Nice board. Skateboard. Harley Flanagan. Close friend. He's a close friend of mine. If you want to know. Harley, and you know who this guy is, right? So I have a lot of friends in and out and in the in music industry. You know, now some in fashion, art. Like, just, you know, it was part of the whole thing with New York. You were able to do that in the past. Now it's sick. From what I hear, you know, like I was talking about retouching stuff, and it's being automated. I can't tell you what it is. I have Adobe Photoshop. For me, it's like this is godsend, right? But today, if I open it, I have my Photoshop open. It's capturing on OBS. So today, I have took some pictures. One of these pictures of my coffee cup, if you see it in today's whatever the square thing, icon thing, I'm doing that one. It's like, you know, there's a little drips coffee over the cup, right? In the old days, we'd do a clone stamp. I'm showing on the This is how I did it in the past. You know, I still kind of do it once in a while and then change the brush sizes and stuff. But, you know, didn't take that long, but I refer back. Now, the tool, the new tool, the magic wand, the new magic wand with the not new magic wand, sorry, the healing tool. Where's the healing tool? I can't find it. Nope. Wow, wait a second. What happened to my healing tool? Oh, here you go. Healing spot healing. Healing to a brush. You can do a healing to a brush. Just spear cross. Healing to spot healing. Two seconds instead of 10 seconds. I mean, it's got little blotches here and there, like, but you can fix them. It's not that hard. Go, you can go back, but it just like fixed. And when you put in a low res, like, nobody's gonna know the difference. So if you show something, 120 megapixel with those cameras. Use those tools a little bit, then you squeeze the size just a tiny bit less to like 100. Cannot tell the difference. So, a friend of mine who's a professional retoucher, saying that you only get $100 per image, like high res image, where he used to get like $3,000. That's the industry. Oh, I don't want to go back to that. And the offices, well, the freelance places I worked, like, say, even like Victoria's Secret, No, limited, actually limited brand store design. They fire a lot of people. Like, it's not worth it. Economy is crap. So people resort to games and stuff, and then they look at YouTube, say, hey, I can do a YouTube thing, make money, people will like me. Then they do it, like, oh, how come I don't get any likes? How come I don't get any views? And, you know, it's like, this stuff takes time. I try to explain that to kids or the older generation. If you don't have any good material you're gonna put together for people, for audience, you're stuck. If you're not comfortable with your something, like I wasn't comfortable with my voice, that was a big issue. So I started a podcast. I was like, should I do it? Like, yeah, maybe I should do it, because I know in the future I need my voice. If I ever want to do any business by myself, start a company by myself, it's like I have to have that voice. And I can be firm. And it's got to sound like you mean it. Just like the Lower East Side, you got to mean it. Because if you don't, the people you're trying to impress them on, they'll be like, oh God, this guy sucks. Yeah. That's life. It's the only way. That's the only way to get around it. I mean, it's like, I don't feel like being that jerk, but it's not being a jerk. Just, you gotta go. Just that, for that moment, you gotta need that. Then the rest of the time, you need it. Hey. But then you can gently transition yourself to the comfort zone. But in the beginning, it's like wherever you present, that's where they think you are. First impression. Crucial. Oh, yeah. I do that with my coffee sips a lot at work, just for a joke. Hey, what are you doing? What's that sound like? Oh, I'm smoking a bong. It's like, what? How can you do that? Can't do that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So what's next? Anyway, so I tried to update my backup computer yesterday. The chip came in. I'm like, oh, nice. I'm pretty sure I updated the BIOS on the motherboard. This is for tech people. If you don't know tech, you can kind of skip this part, but pretty sure I did it. I put the chip in, and it's like, nothing. Okay, pull it out, put the old one back in. It's like, let me try to update the BIOS. Then I did it in a way that I'm not supposed to. I didn't put the cooler on top. I just let the chip sit there. See if it will do it quick, so I don't have to overheat. You know, it will do it in time. So I did it that way. Like, okay. Seems like it's working. Then I try to upload the... It's trying to install the new BIOS, and it shut off because the overheat, CPU overheat. So basically, I cannot fix the motherboard unless I bring it back to manufacturer. That's going to cost. I'm going to paint about. All right. Put a new one in. Order a new one. It's a little different from this one. So hopefully that will work. And it seems like that one has the pre-installed all the updates. But if you don't, there's a button in the back. It's called a Q-Flash. The current motherboard I have did not have that. If it did, it would have saved it. I would have able to save it. No issues. Could have put a new chip in and everything. Like, oh. All right. Get the new one. And it's got some updated parts that I can change later to make it run faster if I wanted to. So, spend the whole day. I'm like, this morning I'm trying to pull it back. I'm like, nope. Then the worst part came. The worst for any computer makers or builders, enthusiasts, the worst part of it is trying to clean the thermal grease off the CPU and the heatsink block, or you have a water block. Or something like that. AIO block. This thermal grease gets in your hands. Something doesn't come off. They just say I went out for coffee. And someone said, hey, what's that on your face? Oh, it's gone. Thermal grease. And I look at my hands. Like, there's one little tiny little spot. Thermal grease. Crap. This stuff. Is it good for you? No. I don't think so. But who knows? It's metallic grease, metallic paste. So it gets in your hands, gets all over the place. I have like a whole bunch. I have like several tubes from all different makers. So worst part of it all. Big guy Kaz is in the building. Okay, big guy Kaz. Here's the thing. I thought of something you said. Do you ever need like a guitar track? Let me know. I don't need to get paid. Just I'll put it in there. Screw around. Put my name in. That's it. That's what I need. Actually, I know I don't need that, but. Like if you need it, I can play it. The only thing is I cannot play it live anymore like I used to. I basically damaged my tendons and nerve system on both hands. It's the thumb on my right, which is the picking hand. That's what that I can deal with. But now my left hand, the cord, the fingering hand. Once in a while, it's okay, but that was when I was building my computer and it locked up. When I went outside, when I drove outside, put my hands on the steering wheel and it locked. The thing was at the stop sign. I mean, at the red light. I'm like, okay. Like, crap, man. And I have to like massage it a little bit, then we'll come back. Try the CBD, kind of help, kind of didn't. So it comes and goes. Sometimes I can play my guitar for hours and nothing. Then sometimes, all the time, I just out of nowhere and just stop. It's not really that painful, but it locks up the rest of the arm at the same time. You know, you get the reaction. Yeah, so I cannot play live. I don't think so. Imagine that. Play something and then all of a sudden your hand goes like, oh my God. What am I going to do? And people are like, what's wrong with that guy? I mean, take a guitar slide and try to, or use one finger chords. But one finger solo. It's crazy. But you know what, there's a guy, older guy, old days, jazz player, something Django, can't remember his first name. Only have two fingers working. The other two, they were damaged. Two fingers. He was wailing, man. Let me see if I can find it. Young. Django Reinhardt. Fingers. Two fingers. He's playing better than I do. Oh. Wow. So, I mean, it's possible. I can play one finger. I've done it before. I'm sure. Decided to use two fingers and play the chords. Maybe the rest of the band just like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, it's fun. The show, right? We're presenting a show. It's a showmanship. I'm presenting my showmanship. You guys get it? Money maker? Huh? Got it? You got it? I'm like, no. That's New Jersey. Reply. No. Okay. I'm just going through the website. I just want to see. Just see what's on the news and see. That's also like facts. What I think about today. Like how, especially trading. The S coin, the shit coins. Well, I mean, it's not bad. It just, everything goes down. I'm sure there's some weird news. Oh, the Fed or something. Everybody's, oh my God, sell. No, yeah, you got the everybody sell. Even grandmas. And they panic. There's all the panic sell, panic buy. And some people are like, good guys knows. Oh, yeah. So they use logarithms to capture all the news and what's happening around the world. And you'd be like, I'll predict this coin is going to go to crap. Let's sell it first. And when it goes super crap, we'll buy it more. Yeah, buy low, sell high. Don't do the opposite. And that happened with when they first opened up Communist China. Oh no, PSA China. No, Communist China. They opened it up. The people there, they don't, you know, general public, they hate it. They hate them with the guts. But when they opened it up, it's like, hey, money pouring in. It's like, well, the farmers, like, hey, Let's go to big city, go live there, and we start trading. And they screwed it up big time because they were to buy, because they panic, right? They don't know anything. They don't, like, hold it. Watch. You panic buy. Panic sell. So it became sell low, buy high. And they killed the village. Because all the people still living, still farming. So, okay, I'll give you my money. Go make some more money for me. something just did wrong, incredibly wrong, incredibly wrong. And went there, towards that direction. Boom. Damn. The whole village just liquidated. And the farms, and the machines, and the people. Great. Yeah, don't do that stupid thing. Really study. You cannot predict certain things every day happening, but you can predict over time. Like, think if this event happens, these investment amount gonna go this way. That's how you predict. You want to use the software to predict the future. It's hard. Just think about how many people are on Earth and all their intentions. If they intend something, it's going to change our timeline, history, a little bit, right? Just imagine that, right? Imagine the whole thing with the whatever president election, January 6th. Imagine it didn't happen. Well, what's our life be like now? Right? January 6th? What? What's January 6th? I don't remember. We don't know nothing. If there's no ballot harvesting, right? If everything is nice and peaceful, I'm sure the outcome is totally different. One of my favorite candidate, Tulsi Gabbard. He would have been president. Wouldn't that be nice? Because for the longest time, every girl, lady, Mrs. I spoke to, wish there was a female president. A lot of them said, well, you have one. Yeah, but that's the news telling you who she is. You don't know. You gotta go dig deeper. You gotta see the whole picture. Yeah, then the Dems, the bad one, did not want her in, because she would totally destroy their, whatever their agenda is, completely destroy. They don't like the classic Democrats. They don't like the classic Republicans. They don't care. It's like, it's about me and my pocket. You go. You get out. Don't come back. Okay. JP Morgan curbs employee use of AI-powered ChatGPT. Actually, I got in ChatGPT. And stupid things I ask. How do you become a good photographer? How does photography work? That was two questions. And then the last one is like, how do you make the best French fries? Actually, my friend told me, but then ChatGPT said it listed exactly. Wow. Where did ChatGPT get that from? Where did they swipe it from? Ooh, which chef? Well, my friend might. From the early days when I lived in Hoboken, he was the night chef, not the night head. Chef or Rudolph Astoria, that is, what's that hotel's name? Waldorf Astoria. He was the, I think he's still the night chef over there. it's bought up. I guess it was bought up from, who bought it? Some communist guy. I don't know who owns it now. A giant. Bolton Beer Steakhouse. I don't know where. Who's where it was. I'm just scrolling on the wiki page. Well, who owns it now? Phew. It's nice. It's a nice hotel. I've been there. To pick up someone. Friend. Who has a lot of money. But just like me, t-shirt jeans, you know, it's not pretty fancy dressing kind of guy. A Lower East Side kind of money. When I say, yeah, I'm going to stay at Wardour. Well, I couldn't get any other hotel. It seems like they have open, pay for it. They come get me, man. We're gonna go do stuff. All right. Cool. And actually, this is the guy I went to. Whenever I went to the clubs, New York City, like fancy clubs, you want to get in. And then, you know, you cannot get in. Just especially the way I look, like, you know, dirty jeans, holes, dirty Chuck Taylors with holes, and a t-shirt, raggedy t-shirt. You can't get in. I was working in fashion. That's why I wore. But people liked it. I'm okay with that. Because my jackets, I have certain pieces I put together. Like, everything is raggedy. But there's one piece that people are like, oh, would you get that? And it's like, they always tailor me. Always get them. Like, okay, tailor me. Right now, just, see the back end over, make a little tighter here. Like, the sleeves a little. All right. Be like, nice jacket. I walk anywhere. People are like, where did you get that one? Right? That's one thing. So, this friend, I need a second thing to make sure I can get it. But this friend had a watch on Tag. And I said that before in a previous podcast. He has a really nice watch. No, other one. Others too, but I took the Tag because it was popular. People want them a lot. People just want collect them. It was full of diamond. I think it was close to $500,000. Watch. I was like, can't borrow that for tonight. Yeah, sure. Make sure you bring it back. I was like, yeah, okay. So went to the club with that watch and with the jacket. But everything else just poof. Dirty. And what? It works. I walked in. Yeah, you can come. Now, sometimes a gal, the only way to get in is to get some girls. Hey, no, look up some girls. No, I'm not trying to go on a date with anything. I just want to go in and talk to some bartenders. Just see what's like. Sometimes I have friends already in there. I can't get in. Do it that way. They're like, no, I see some girls here and there. Could be also guys. Hey, you guys want to come? Get in. We'll get in like this. Like, they're like, yeah. But some of them are like, all right. It works that way. It doesn't work anymore because I've done it too many times. And I don't feel like going to the clubs. It was fun. No, when I got in there, cause all my friends, yeah, show up. Then it just gets like, yeah. It gets boring. Just drinking. Dance. It was boring. So I stopped doing it. So I wound up doing it. Pick up my camera. Wake up at midnight. And we walk around the city and take pictures. Nice thing. The night, the quiet thing. When people, all the clubs are closing. People are leaving. I then take their picture. I went to the regular street. It was raining. It was perfect. I just took street photos with there's nobody. And I found that more interesting. No, in the early days of Passion, it was fun because we wanted to go to a club. We wanted to meet up with the models or something. Meet up with the photographers. It just, that's what's for. It's really for me to get my name in there and say, hey, do this, hey, why I do this, that, and if you ever need help, let me know. That kind of thing. It was for me, it was trying to get my stuff out. Like, just thought, like, this is the only way. Otherwise, it's working in studios for a long time and without getting noticed. Yeah, I was trying to push really hard. Did it work? Maybe. I don't know. I don't care about it now. Now I'm going back to the old days. Like, I don't want nobody to know who I am. Who cares? Okay, nobody knows. Anyway, who cares? So I got Zero Hedge in front of me, and it was paused in that spot, and for some reason, the first 2,000-year-old Roman wood phallus used for pleasure. Is that a whale? It's got little eyes. Nose is kind of long. Crazy. All this thing. 2000. Who's going to NFT it? Sell it? That's NFT of a wooden. Yeah, I should go ChatGPT. Like, what's an old Roman wooden phallus used for? Here we go, ChatGPT. I lock. I forgot what I use for email. Pretty sure. It's email. No. ChatGPT, come on. I'm looking at email. I still get fashion brands up to me, even though I don't like this one. The best ones, the ladies, the young, I don't know. Not well rounded, but brand new. I want to be a brand new fashion
Nista type in the old days to pronounce
BCBG.
The BCBG. Huh?
What did you say?
BCBG. You gotta pronounce it like European. Huh? You got that?
Got that? European.
Has a lot. Oh, whatever. Couldn't get a ChatGPT going, but if I do, I'm gonna ask the question. What is an old Roman wooden phallus used for? Let's see what happens. I mean, you know what's useful. I know what's used for, but who uses it? I want to know. Is that everybody? I mean, I guess if you think about Caligula, yeah, everybody. Sorry, reserve is 326 billion. Okay, whatever. Saudi. They're still building that line thing. Because I was on design point talking about. I think it's this NEOM. Sustainability. Here we go. The line. Mega city. The line. I forgot what the project. New wonders of the world. The line. Do you want to live in the line? If they made it, would you live there? I mean, it seems like a nice interior space. Would it be controlled? Well, if you go to Free Press, there's one of these people wrote an article about visiting Dubai. Slavery system still there, kind of. They were doing anything to please. If that means anything. That's not cool, especially with your people from your country. You know? Like, treat them like slaves. That's not right. And they're gonna build this. It'd be like. A nice guy with a redhead from Europe. Hey, out here. Hey, I like to have a. No, to be microphones. I would like to have some drinks, picnic thing. You see, like four or five people dressing the traditional Egyptian whatever service thing, and drop stuff in front of me. Is it going to be like that? Like, I have a weird vibes about this. It's cool on one side, but it just... Do we want to be... It's easier to control. We centralize everything. That's why people are controllers. They want to be controlled. What they tell you. I'm a control freak. There's a reason for that. You centralize something. You're in control. So this the line thing. Oh, control. I mean, it's nice. It's wide. Like, nice living space. I don't know if I want to live like that. Like some other places in Saudi Arabia. In other places. You know, there's somebody came in from Indonesia. So this person should know. Right? Indonesia. So Indonesia knows. Indonesia, there's like certain places. Beautiful. But then you start seeing slavery type scenario. Like, do I want that? Do you want that? I thought So the future is not. It's freedom, right? Everybody's free. Are you sure you guys are not? You think they care? It's about money. So money control and power. Still money control power. You take the big guys top out. Somebody else would fill that seat. Always. Always fill the seat. Maybe we get like a new thing, new age, whatever you want. For a little while, everybody's like, eventually. I think I can do this, pull things together with these guys. I'll pay them less. Because I want to make the most profit. That will come back. Always come back. They're always there. Never left. It's in the universe. It's in the code. It's in the code of light. Now, it's you choose to do it or not to. And how much of it. It's written in you. Just like the what I said at the beginning of the podcast, that LES, that's in you too. So it's your choice. Do you want to go that way? Or would you rather do something else? Okay. Anyway, design. Just some really cool stuff. I still look at Design Boom. Just look at the buildings, though. They build the landscapes and the house. Over building together, architecture, let's put together. It's gotten boring because it's just I'm copying you, you copy me. Seems like everybody's doing that. Okay. I do this. Even I feel that when I do my podcast, I feel like I'm mimicking somebody. I don't feel like it's original, even though Lapis is original. I don't feel original. Because I've been influenced. And I also influence. It's a just great big cycle. It comes right back. So, I don't know. Is the world getting boring? I don't know. I don't think so. We're overwhelmed. But data, that's what it is. Everything's instantaneous. There's no pause. And I realized that when I watch some movies and stuff. Or TV shows. You know, you can binge watch it all the time. Can just, you know, just watch a whole series of movies. I've done that with like John Wick, or like Star Wars, from the first one to the last. Well, I mean, not the first three in the end. And plus the Rey. The Skywalker. Return of Skywalker. So I watch a whole series, and you can spend hours and just, wow, great. But it's missing something. I don't know why it was. Till I start watching Stargate and Star Trek. Old series, the new one, whatever. It was on the Pluto TV. That commercial. I used to hate commercials. But I realized that I don't listen to commercials. I just like can pull it mute, whatever. Know what the commercials did? It gave you a break from the events that you saw. Allow your mind like go down a little bit. Then re-engage you when the show comes back. And that's why I started with if I was binge watching TV. Some show, I would pause it, go do something, or go get a coffee, stand up, do something, and come back. That's a better effect than just binge watch the whole series in a few days. Actually, psychologically, it changes you a little bit. It's like a little more, yeah, I like it. I like that. It's nice. Okay. We're at 50 minute mark, so this is it. But the OBS will be on until I shut it off. Anyway, have a great day. Have an excellent the hump day. No, go spoon that. That's the title today. Say spoon that. You can think of spoon two different ways or three different ways. Wherever you think it is. But anyway, I'm gonna ask that stupid question. With the phallic. What's it used for? On ChatGPT, right after I close this. Because I want to know what ChatGPT thinks. I'm intrigued. Okay, so have a great hump day. I'm going to repeat myself. Have a great Wednesday. Meditate if you want. I don't care. Do whatever you want. I don't care. But just make sure you, like, when you do something, you mean it. Don't do it halfway because people will know. Yeah. It's not cool. Okay, so that's it. I'll be back on Friday. Ciao.